Hello and welcome to NonPro's MV Pride Celebration. Through the month of June, we are holding a competition to see what fictional character is your favorite representation of LGBTQ Pride.
I am so excited about this, mostly because I don't have to read the acronym. I'm bad at that. I am very bad. I will add letters that people will write letters about. Get it?
I got it.
Hey, who are you?
I'm Al.
I'm Nate.
I'm Pete.
I'm Frank. I don't know why I got last dibs.
Get out of here.
Introductions, but all right, fine.
You just sat there and kept your trap shut.
So this is going to be a month-long celebration. It's going to be NonPro's Pride Special, which I'm very excited about. This is our second time we've ever done a Pride Special. Mm-hmm.
And frankly, we're all very proud of it.
And this may actually...
I wasn't joking.
I don't know if anybody has this information off the top of their heads, but this may only be the second year the U.S. has recognized Pride as
this is actually the first year that we U.S. hasn't recognized Pride.
Oh.
Yes. The last 8 years, the U.S. president has announced Pride in June, and this year, mysteriously, we haven't. I wonder why. Could be anything.
Could be anything. Who can know? Who can know?
Who could ever know?
Last year, we did 1 week, a live show. This year, we are doing an entire month celebration. I don't even know how many characters we're going to get nominated. I'm really excited to find out. So give us a little bit of detail what this thing is to the two of you.
Well, we got a whole bunch of festivities planned, website type festivities. We've got our new podcast every week for the next 4 weeks. We've got a whole competition with round robin voting and all putting up your favorite characters against one another to duke it out for who's the best. And then we got articles and all kinds of stuff.
Regular sports ball.
Sports ball. And touch pass.
But worth reading. So, less good in a way.
Goal.
Yeah. But it's still pretty exciting.
Reading gets you pizza. That's what Book It taught me.
Are you going to buy me a pizza?
Oh, the Pizza Hut Book It? Is that what we're doing right now?
I want a pizza.
All right. Huh? Hey,
Read more books then.
All right.
I'm reading right now.
That all of this is possible. So let's do a quick roundtable of what characters we would most want to nominate. And basically what I'm saying is let's ruin the entire competition by artificially seeding it now with our stupid opinions.
I'm into it.
I absolutely want to do that.
All right. Good.
Done.
I went up because one of the characters that has meant a lot to me personally has been Miles Morales, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
Miles Morales?
Spider-Man was my favorite superhero growing up. Peter Parker, who, he's Spider-Man. He will always be Spider-Man in his own way. But knowing that Miles Morales, who eventually became Spider-Man as well, was a bisexual character, that meant a bit because that was part of a representation of myself and a character that I loved ever since I was a kid.
I didn't even know that Miles Morales was bisexual. That's pretty interesting.
That's awesome. I had no idea. That's really cool.
I can't agree with your life decisions, i.e. reading Ultimate.
Reading Ultimate.
Marvel Ultimate.
But
hey, he's Earth Prime canon now.
Oh.
Well. He's made it over.
Way to suck the air out of the room, Pete. My really stupid joke. Thank you.
I wasn't joking. He is.
Yeah, you're right. He's accurate. He is in Earth Prime. What is he in Earth Prime? What is his superhero name?
Miles Spider-Man.
Miles. Really?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, we have two Captain Americas. We can have multiple Spider-Mans.
I'm actually okay with giving him his own name. I don't know. I like this character too much.
He's Spider-Kid.
I kind of like the bold decision to let him have Spider-Man
because he
became famous as Spider-Man. And it's basically saying he's every bit as valid a Spider-Man as Peter Parker.
Question from a completely non-related topic, or totally whatever. Does Miles Morales existing in our world, or God, our prime, Earth Prime, does he is he out of element? Like his entire family gone? Is he the only survivor?
As a matter of fact, I believe more of his family exists now.
Oh.
Wow.
I think dead members of his family are back to life.
Right, Marvel is weird.
I mean, I was just going to say, if we can have two Hawkeyes, we can obviously have two Spider-Men because, that's... when Hawkeye came back to being Hawkeye, they didn't ask the female Hawkeye to just go by a different name.
Mm-hmm. Plus, we also have two Big Papa Pete's, and it's very uncomfortable.
There you go.
Yeah.
Let's never explain what that means. Hey, what else do you like about Miles Morales?
It comes back down to being a character that was very interesting to watch. I mean, I hate to say it, but I didn't read a bunch of the comic books, but I did read them and I did enjoy them, and I did like his representation in the TV show that he eventually showed up in was Ultimate Spider-Man.
TV show?
He's in Ultimate Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I have to catch up.
Man, I just am really bad at pop culture, I guess.
Yeah, he's fun.
What's this podcast for?
So exactly what he is, a spider and a man? Is this some sort of science accident? I'm sorry.
He's got like 10 whole legs. It's great.
It is great. Yeah.
But in his garage.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's awful.
They're other people's.
All right. Go with that. speaking of dumb things. All right. That's cool. I totally did not know anything about Miles Morales. But here's a character that some of the youngins in our listening audience and in our listening table did not know anything about. Billy Crystal once played. Billy Crystal is an actor. First of all, I had to explain this in their pre-production.
To certain members of the cast.
Billy Crystal is a famous actor who you might remember as Mike Spanowski.
Mike Wazowski.
The one from Monsters, Inc. But he's also a human being who's been in movies. And I think one of his first roles... So I actually almost didn't want to bring this up because I wanted to see if anybody would nominate these characters on their own.
Right.
But this is a 1977 character, yes, from the TV show Soap. So Soap was a sitcom, a multi-camera sitcom, funny sitcom, situational comedy.
Right.
You
know what I'm talking about? Okay, there we go. We got it.
It's like what they used to put on TV before there were reality shows.
Right. And it was sort of a send-up of soap operas, daytime soap operas of the time, which were these programs that you played during the day when you were trying to sell soap to housewives. Housewives were people who were married to houses and lived in perpetual solitude.
Frank, could you please just quickly explain the concept of opera?
Sure.
Because that's a little
vague. This is going to get a while. Fast forward to sound effect. And anyways, Billy Crystal played an awesome character. Jody Dallas, I think, was his last name, who was an openly gay character on television, network television, in the 70s. And he was not played for laughs. He was utterly, absolutely not played for laughs.
Well, he was played for laughs.
Well, he wasn't played for
his
laughs.
His sexuality wasn't played for laughs.
No, he wasn't a joke character. He wasn't a punchline character.
Okay.
He was a fully realized character who embraced his sexuality, was on the show, was very funny. And it's so good that when I actually played a clip earlier this evening, I actually got tears coming from Nate's face.
A little bit.
Can we play the clip? Do you think we've got like 2 minutes for the clip?
I'm not going to stop you.
All right. Let's play this clip.
Well, Jody, so you're going to get married, huh?
Yeah, it looks that way.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
I guess that means you're not gay.
No, Aunt Jessica, it doesn't.
You know, Jody, when we were younger, there was no such thing as homosexuals.
Yes, there were, Aunt Jessica. The homosexuals go way back in history.
Who?
Alexander the Great was gay. Plato was gay.
Plato? Mickey Mouse's dog was gay?
Aunt Jessica, would you be very offended if I didn't continue this conversation?
I don't know.
Classic character. Nate's holding their sides right now. My favorite part about it is this iconic era of sitcoms where social relevancy but not afraid to be funny, and I love this character. So actually, this is a good time to break just to explain one of the elements of our contest. Al, you suggested Miles Morales. I picked Jody Dallas. There's one big distinction between these two characters. One exists. One is a modern gay character, and one is a pretty old one, one from the 70s.
I think there's a few other differences, but we'll focus
on
these.
Those are the only two that I could think of. Both have spider-related superpowers.
Yeah, you know, and that's played totally straight, too.
Right. So tell us a little bit about that part of the competition.
Well, we're going to be breaking up the competition between characters post-2000 and characters pre-2000.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's just an interesting setting, an interesting way to hold the competition, because there's all that backlog of like really interesting characters that people just don't know as well. But at the same time, like,
there's so much historical context to some of these characters that are a little bit older, you know?
Yeah, but there's also been this explosion of representation that's happened since, you know, the 2000 onwards.
And that's going to be an interesting challenge because, again, like you said, explosion of representation now. So there's going to be a lot more characters post 2000, but the characters that were pre-2000 have to carry so much weight or had to carry so many sweet for so many decades. I wonder what's going to happen. I wonder how one-sided this is going to be, or if it's going to be one-sided at all, if it's going to actually be an interesting battle.
And that's the thing, we don't quite know yet, so I'm excited to find out.
Well, do you have any characters that you would like to see?
Oh my God, do I. I cannot wait to get to nominations. Oh. I have a whole list of things I'm so excited to talk about. Karu Nagisa, Rose Quartz, Deadpool, Yuri from Yuri on Ice, Rick, Korra, Asami, several Sailor Scouts, Craig Tucker, Wiccan and Hulkling, Batwoman, Poison Ivy, Roxy Lalonde and Dirk Strider, God, Taco, Loop. I love it. I got so many people to talk about. Brainstorm. I love Chrome Dome and Rewind. I love Transformers. I love IDW. It's very gay. So into it. God, I have so many characters that I personally am excited to talk about and to vote for and to throw out there and get everybody else talking about, like, all my faves, you know? I'm very passionate and excited.
You know, if you happen to be passionate and excited like Nate is, you might be interested in writing and working for us during this competition. Throughout June, we are actually soliciting articles and artwork and everything from our listeners, our LGBTQ plus community, and the allies out there who have characters that they feel equally passionate about. If you want to write about it, please look at this post, and somewhere in it, it'll probably say the word submit articles to us. And yeah, we'd love to run them. You, on the other hand, Nate, to be limited to, I think, 5.
No.
All right. Well, I've been put in my place. I'm
ready to go. I'm ready to fight.
I have no wherewithal to fight that. Pete, do you have a character that you, your heart of hearts, wants to nominate?
Well, I don't know if this really counts, but I've always had this sneaking suspicion that Waylon Smithers from The Simpsons was gay.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
They've leaned on that a little bit.
If you are a really big fan of The Simpsons and you watch, like, really closely, and I'll admit it takes some detective work and like
in
some,
between the lines, kind
some
of thing.
Logical leaps that you have to make, but the clues are there, and I think it's pretty sure that that he's gay.
Hmm.
Whoa.
Yeah,
and he's a pretty interesting character.
I think, like, eventually they did go with the full reveal, which is amazing. And in fact, the funny thing about Smithers' reveal is he wasn't even the first gay character to be on The Simpsons.
That's right.
Yeah, it was. I don't actually remember who the first was. I think it was Selma. No, Patty or Selma. I can't remember. I can't tell the difference.
I believe she was the first regular character to come out as gay,
right? And then
openly. Before that, there was the character of John, played by John Waters.
Oh my God!
Where they had a very interesting story where Homer had to deal with his feelings when he thought Bart might be gay,
and it was Homer's phobia. Like, yes, like a groundbreaking episode.
You can't forget that in one of those future episodes, we saw Lisa had several girlfriends.
What is the, do you remember the name of the store that John ran in The Simpsons? It's very important.
Oh, wow. I just know it was a vintage toy store.
It was called Cockamamie's, which is the best name for a vintage offbeat collectible shop.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Cockamamie's. Ah.
What? You're so excited about this.
I really want to open a store called Cockamamie's. All right.
I love it. I'm into it.
I love it.
So yeah, there's going to be a lot of different weird opinions, some completely invalid, but it's up to you, our listeners, to actually populate this list. You have to go to the website, non-productive.com, fill in the form, nominate your favorite characters. If you're interested in working with us, please submit. We're going to do a big Patreon pledge drive to help pay for all our different creative staff who are working on this project, including the volunteers who are not volunteers, I guess, if they get paid, including the people who are submitting things. And I'm super excited about what this month will hold.
I am jonesing for this. I'm up for seeing where this goes, and I really am hoping that we get, like, some really great nominations.
I'm so hype, and I can't wait to hear what everyone else has to say.
This has been a Non-Productive Media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.